moment that we took our very first steps, we looked towards our parents for their approving smile. We started off at young ages copying funny sounds for attention and approval, showing off our words as we learned mama and dada. For all those who would listen, we'd say, I'm three. Right, running home after school with that report card, we may be excited, maybe scared for approval or disapproval. As college, as many days are spent seeking to learn, earn friends and to be popular. Your first job with your performance in front of your boss. See, we've grown up and continued to live our lives in a culture and a setting which places huge judgment upon our performance, upon your grades, how many goals you score, how much you get done. But Romans comes in and completely demolishes this. It flips it upside down, inside out. You're saved completely and utterly by grace, through faith in Jesus alone. And that is what Paul spends the first 11 chapters of Romans on, really, is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that salvation is through faith alone. And he begins now a new section of commands. He says, therefore, because God is above all else, infinitely glorious, amazing in grace, rich in mercy, and does not owe us anything, and yet saves us, and that all of this is for his glory and his glory alone, all things are from him, through him, and to him, he urges us, urgent, it's important. This is not an option. It is not if you'd like. Who? Brothers and sisters, this is for believers. If you've trusted in Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is for you. It's not for the extra committed over there. It's not for the other guy over there. But it's for all believers. And he urges us by the mercies of God. God's mercy is foundational for this command. And the command is this, to present your bodies. This is not merely a spiritual command. It is doing. It is an active command coming out of a spiritual life. It is physically obeying, pursuing, and serving. We are to present our bodies as what? As a sacrifice. I know this is out of order, but it's how the text builds. It is to present your bodies a sacrifice. This is not easy. We're called to be living sacrificial lives. We are called to be giving, living, and serving until it hurts. But it is a great joy. In 1 Peter 2, it says in verse 5, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And then we see the word living. See, Jesus died for you. You are united to him in his death, burial, and resurrection. You have been made alive and holy. This is to be set apart. As Romans 6:13 points out, do not go presenting your members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but rather present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, your members as instruments of righteousness to God. This is acceptable to God, he says. It is set apart, sacrificial and humble. These types of this attitude, this living, is acceptable to God, and this is your spiritual service of worship. This is an aspect of worship, obeying the Lord, serving the Lord, pursuing the things of the Lord, serving in and with Christ's bride. Is singing worship? Absolutely. It can be, but to serve the Lord is also worship. So every time you say no to your sin, every time you say yes to serving, every time you say yes to obedience, every time you meet another person's needs through the love of Christ, it is worshiping the Lord. A little foundation of this. In the Old Testament, there were continual animal sacrifices, thousands, over and over again, and they pointed forward to Jesus' sacrifice. Then Jesus came. He was the substance of these foreshadows. He came and he gave the once and for all sufficient sacrifice, having the wrath of God poured out upon himself for the forgiveness of sins. His death purchased our salvation. He sacrificed and sat down, having the work accomplished. And now believers live out sacrificial lives because of the mercy of God, which saved us, completely independent of our worthiness. See, Jesus accomplished, according to Hebrews 9, and I'll break apart the verses a little. But when Christ appeared, it was through his own blood. He entered the holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. And therefore, in Hebrews chapter 10, it says, we receive. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, we receive our access and acceptance before God through the work of Christ. and a wonderful response of Ephesians 5, be imitators of God as beloved children. Walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. We never could have paid for our sins, so Christ came and paid for our sins for us, the perfect, sufficient sacrifice. And therefore now, as followers of Christ, we now can offer our new spiritual lives as sacrifices unto the Lord, not for salvation, not for favor, but because of his mercy, for his glory.